السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام والتحيات والإكرام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، واللعنة على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين وهو أصدق القائلين وقوله الحق. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا إكراه في الدين، قد تبين الرشد من الغي، فمن يكفر بالطاغوت ويؤمن بالله فقد استمسك بالعروة الوثقى لا انفصام لها والله سميع عليم. أما بعد، أيها الإخوة والأخوات، dear brothers and sisters, during the days which are the days for the martyrdom of Chief of the Martyrs, Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam, I would like to say condolences to all of you for the tragical days and the days of mourning. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah bless this session and conference, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant rewards to the organizers of this conference. It is my great honor to be with my brothers and sisters today in this great event. My subject of my speech today is Karbala and Ashura on the foundation of Islamic movement. And I have started with a verse from Ayatul Kursi, which is very famous ayah in the Quran. And those ayat, these are considered the ayat, heart of Quran. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts with the beginning of the ayat. It says, La ikraha fi al-deen. There is no compulsion in religion. قَدْ تَبَيَّنَ الرُّشْدُ مِنَ الْغَيِّ. And truth stands from the falsehood. When we look at the beginning of the verse, dear brothers and sisters, we can understand that religion of Islam is a religion of reasoning, a religion of logic. And when we consider this religion as a religion of logic and reasoning, definitely we can understand the meaning of La ikraha fi al-deen, that there is no compulsion in religion. Sometimes there are misinterpretations, unfortunately, when people, they start interpreting Quran, and especially when it comes into the hands of people, those who are unable to interpret Quran. And Quran is not a book that everybody should interpret. It's very unfortunate that many people, they just start taking Quran in their own hands and translating with their own wishes, and that is how Quran had alteration, and there was a tahrif in Quran. Dear brothers and sisters, when we look at this verse, when it says La ikraha fi al-deen, does it mean that there is no compulsion in religion? That means there is no ruling in religion. There is no state law in religion. Islam cannot enforce anything. Does that mean La ikraha fi al-deen? Definitely this is not the meaning of that. The meaning of La ikraha fi al-deen That means in belief, Islam is a religion that believes in freedom, that gives freedom of belief, freedom of faith. The people, they have choice to choose their own religion. When we think about the choice of religion, then also we can realize that Islam is religion based on the nature, and it is based on the fitrah. And if it is religion which is based on the fitrah of human being and nature of human being, then definitely this can be one of the best choices of the human being. So according to the Quranic teachings, Islam is religion of human being, or Islam is religion for every human being. That means it is based on our foundation. We can say that a human being and its infrastructure, it is based on Islamic values. It is based on Islamic belief. Islamic belief is installed within the life of human being. تَتَّبَيَّنَ الرُّشْدُ مِنَ الْغَيِّ. In second part of this verse, it's been said that truth stands from errors. That means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly sent the message that today you can separate two things, that error can be separated from the truth, and truth stands out from the errors. There cannot be any mixture between truth and errors, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly made it evident for the people that at this time there is no need to have any mixture. And this verse of Quran, it became as an example in the time of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. In Karbala, Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam practically made this ayat and this verse as a practical form, that قَدْ تَبَيَّنَ الرُّشْدُ مِنَ الْغَيِّ. Yes, there was a mixture before that. There were groups, those who were praying at that time. There were groups, those who were practicing at the same time. One group also praying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, another group also praying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To distinguish between truth and error, it was practically difficult for people. But Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam, with his great movement, he made it clear. Yes, in theory, Quran had said قَدْ تَبَيَّنَ الرُّشْدُ مِنَ الْغَيِّ. But in practical form, the personality who has been able to make it practical, make this verse practical on the day of Ashura, that was the grandson of Prophet Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. Another principle that has been said in this verse, فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ. When truth stands out from error at that time, how we have to follow the truth? What is that truth that has to be in practical form? What is that truth that has to be stated? How we should practice that truth? It's been said, فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ. So, fa, it means now how we have to take action. Our course of action, it has to be فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى. That means to have a complete faith in our practical life, it is important that one should refrain from the evils. Kufr bi taghut, that means rejecting the evils. Wa yu'min billah. There is a sequence in this verse. The sequence of the verse, that means rejecting one thing and acceptance of something, refusing something and submission before something. Rejection of kufr, it is one step, and then there is a step, wa yu'min billah. That means one cannot believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while he or she does not refuse the kufr. If we do not reject the kufr, if we do not refrain from the kufr, it is not possible that we can accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I think the basis of our kalima is also the same. that we start with La, that we reject La ilaha illallah. There is no Lord but Allah, or except Allah. For man yakfur bit ta'ud is a great principle that we can see in the movement of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, that Imam Hussein al-Islam made that as a principle. He was placing a precedence in Karbala, that if any movement likes to take place in this world, this must be one of the greatest principles, that kufr bit ta'ud. And when we look at the beginning of the movement, Imam Hussein alayhi salam started with rejecting the kufr of time, rejecting the evil of the time. And his rejection was in various form, in various statements. Abu Abdullah Hussein alayhi salam had rejected the kufr and evil of the time. When he was asked to pledge allegiance, at that time he conveys an important precedence. He conveys an important message by saying, "Mithli la yubayu mithla." Dear brothers and sisters, Imam Hussein alayhi salam is not an individual that speaks individually, but he is a personality. He's an imam. He is in leadership position, and a leader has to place a principle that can be practical in the past and in the future. So Imam has said, "Mithli," the person like me, an example is being laid down, cannot accept allegiance of a person like Yazid. That means he rejected with the logic. In this small phrase of Imam Hussein, there is a great logic and the reasoning. That reasoning, that if you look at personality like me, and if you look at the principles that I grew up, if you look at my belief and then look at the other side, then you can compare that, is that possible? I can accept allegiance to Yazid. That means anybody who wants to have a movement in this world, and anybody who wants to have Islamic movement, this Islamic movement have to be based on this logic, that we cannot accept any time the evil. وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالْتَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ. This was also being in practice when Imam Hussein a.s. Continuously said the hadith. While he was continuing his journey, he stated many ahadith from the Prophet, peace be upon him. One of the most important hadiths that Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam, can you please say salawat?
Allahumma salli.
He had stated a hadith that he said, "Inni sami'tu jaddi Rasulullah." So that means, there can be ahadith that are narrated by the people, but he is a direct narrator from the Prophet, peace be upon him. Then he says, "Surely I have heard from Prophet, peace be upon him." In this hadith, Imam Hussein wanted to say that my position with Prophet, peace be upon him, my closeness to the Prophet, peace be upon him, that I have heard ahadith from Prophet, peace be upon him, directly. إني سمعت جدي رسول الله من رأى سلطانا جائرا. That if anybody sees an authority which is a wrongdoer authority, فلم يغيره بقول أو فعل, and if they do not stand against that authority, if they do not stand against that system, if they do not take a stand against that evil system, then Imam Hussain alayhi salam says that Prophet has said, "Yudkhilhu madkhala." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to count them within that jair, or he will be counted in the authority of that wrongdoer hakim. Imam Hussain alayhi salam makes that an evidence. He wants to quote that hadith, that the people, they can understand that the basis of my movement, are not a new basis. I'm not making the principles today, but I'm practicing the principle that are being laid down by the Prophet, peace be upon him. The message which was conveyed by the Prophet, peace be upon him, today, Asiru bisirati jaddi, I'm walking on the path of my Prophet, peace be upon him, my grandfather. When he said, Asiru bisirati jaddi, he practically announced in various places that my movement is Islamic movement, and Islam was being sent down by the Prophet, peace be upon him. It was being conveyed by the Prophet to the people. And he is the leader of Ummah. Imam Hussein is one of the followers of Prophet, peace be upon him. He is a follower that he continued the path of Prophet, peace be upon him. Today, in this age, if anybody wants to continue the path of Imam Hussein, and if anybody wants to have Islamic movement, there is no need to have a different principle. There is no need to think about how we should continue that movement. This is the movement that has already started. It began and it became practical. The leader of that movement had laid a foundation that you can see today in the life of the great personality who can be considered son of Ashura, Imam Khomeini Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alayh. For the soul of Imam, please recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Yes, brothers and sisters, when we look at this great personality, his main principle in his life, it was taken from Ashura, as when Imam Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alayh states that whatever we have, that is because of Ashura and Karbala. That means success of Islamic revolution that is based on the principles of Ashura. He is a student of Ashura. He born in the last century, but he was born in Karbala. He born in his faith in Karbala. He began his movement from Karbala. He was the one who learned from Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam that man yakfur bittaghut wa yu'min billah. This was the greatest principle that Imam Khomeini Rizwanullah Ta'ala alayhi had placed in his life. Unfortunately, when we look at Karbala and Ashura, there can be various opinions, and in the lives of scholars, brothers and sisters, if you go through, you would find that there are different views to look at the Ashura and look at Karbala. Some of the ulama, they just consider it as a spiritual movement. Or some of the scholars had considered as a secret between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. As Sahib Jawahir and some other scholars also, they stated sirru min asrarillah, that a movement that maybe could not understand, we cannot understand that. This is a sir. A sir, that means it is a secret. It's not open for the people. So who has to disclose that? Who has to understand when it's a secret between Allah and Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam? There are many things that remain secret for us. But when we look at the late leader, he was a personality who understood the real Islam and defined the pure Islam. How he defined the pure Islam? He defined the pure Islam by learning from Karbala and Ashura. Today I would like to state those great beliefs of Imam Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alayh about Ashura and Karbala. And how did he learn from Ashura and Karbala? What type of the movement is Ashura and Karbala? Is it just a secret movement Is it just a spiritual movement? Or it is a clear movement? That is one of the most important subjects that has to be discussed in today's life. And especially our youth have to see that what type of the movement is the movement of Imam Hussain. And this will give us a great view and vision for the future of our movements. If we like to start our movements in any community, in any society, there has to be foundation, there has to be basis. We should have principles for that. What are those principles? That according to those principles we can form a movement. So let us see the first principle that Imam Khomeini understood from the Ashura, that he states that the movement of Imam Hussain is a complete political movement. This is a clear statement of Imam Khomeini. That means he is not saying that this is a movement which is just a secret movement that could not be understood. But he states that this is a movement that is political move. Brothers and sisters, if we go back and look at the history, Imam Hussain alayhi salam began his movement with a clear vision, with clear statements. There was a mission that was stated in the beginning. Then he said, "Innama kharajtu li islah ummati jaddi." He never started a secret movement, but he started a clear movement. His move was based on a political reformation. When he looked at this, at a system, when Imam looked at an evil system being placed at that time, Imam did not want to just replace that system at that time. But Imam wanted to lay a foundation that Yazidiyat and thought of Yazidiyat and the strategy of Yazidiyat cannot be successful in all the ages. He laid a foundation that the people of the world, they could successfully face the thought of Yazid and evils of the time. That is why he says, "Innama kharajtu li islah ummat jaddi." I came out to reform. So to reform a society, to reform a community, there must be some important principles that Imam alayhi salatu wasalam has to lay down. Second view of Imam Khomeini and leader of Islamic movement in the past century, he said that Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam had realized his responsibility of reformation. So Imam felt that it is my obligation, it is wajib upon me, that I have to take stand at this time. Dear brothers and sisters, when we feel a responsibility, then it is important that we should take stand. Following the path of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, it is important that when somebody feels responsibility, so there can be various fields. There is a field of leadership. There is a field of follower. There is a field that somebody has to take place in any form, in any field. Their stand, it has to be clear stand. If we are really followers of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, then our responsibility is, whenever we feel responsibility at that time, we have to take stand. Third, important principle that Imam had a belief about the Islamic movement of Karbala. He said the final mission of Imam Hussain alayhi salam was to establish an Islamic government. Many of the scholars, of course, could not understand this point. And this is the point today. You can see it is a difficult point that many of the scholars even they could not realize. But Imam Khomeini, because he became in a position that he started thinking of even of the time, and he placed himself in the place of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. As he wanted to reform the society, Imam Khomeini also had a will to reform the society. And that is the reason that Imam Khomeini could understand clear vision of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. Maybe there can be objection that how come you can say that Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam wanted to establish an Islamic government, but he was stating in the beginning that in Allah sha'a an yarani qatila, that it's will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he wants to see me martyr. An yara ahlu bayti as-sabaya, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a will that he wants to see my family and close member of my family to be captured and arrested. How somebody can state that he was establishing an Islamic government? Brothers and sisters, there are clear evidences that Imam alayhi salam left Medina to establish an Islamic government. When he sent Muslim ibn Aqil to Kufa, at that time Imam alayhi salam had given a letter and a message to the people of Kufa. And in this letter, Imam alayhi salatu wasalam states clearly to the people of Kufa, "O people of Kufa, you must understand that I am sending my brother, I am sending my messenger, and I am sending one of the most trustworthy personality towards you. And I ask you to pledge allegiance before Muslim ibn Aqil." This was the message. It became a reason. The people of Kufa, they started pledging allegiance before Muslim ibn Aqil. What was the reason that he has to ask from the people of Kufa, "You have to go and give allegiance to Muslim ibn Aqil"? He said, "He will be your leader until I arrive to the Kufa." So it's clear that mission of Imam Hussein and final aim of Imam Hussein was establishment of Islamic government. Yes, Imam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a will that I will be martyr. Knowing about that he is going to be martyr, it's not contradictory that he has a mission. Yes, his mission is to establish the government. But in order to establish the government, there can be martyrdom as well. The result of his movement is going to be martyrdom. Imam alayhi salatu wasalam stated his final destiny. He never stated his aim. Aim is not martyrdom. Aim is establishment of the Islamic government. And that is the reason today many of those who are just confused in Islamic teachings, unfortunately, those who are very far from Islamic teachings, those who do not know the mission of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, they stated that Imam Hussein had committed suicide, unfortunately. Dear brothers and sisters, the reason they could not understand, it's because of their understanding. They do not have basic knowledge. It's because of their ignorance. Mission is one thing and destiny is another thing. Imam stated his destination. Yes, the result of my movement, it will be martyrdom. But it's not my mission. Imam Hussein alayhi salam clearly stated his mission in various places. أَلَا تَرَوْنَ أَنَّ الْحَقَّ لَا يُعْمَلُ بِهِ وَأَنَّ الْبَاطِلَ لَا يُتَنَاهَا عَنْ. Don't you see the truth has not been followed? And batil is not being stopped. So I am coming out as the son of Prophet, peace be upon him, to stand against the batil. This is the mission. And this mission cannot be completed unless he establishes a government. If Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam wanted to erase the government, if he wanted to stand against the government, which is an evil government, he should have a solution in his own hand as well. That what type of government, what type of system he is going to replace. Imam came out with a complete system, a complete establishment, with a complete mission. He had a constitution of Islamic government in his own hands, because he was Imam of the age. Another belief of Imam Khomeini, Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alayhi, he says that the move of Imam Hussein was totally with his willingness. It was choice of Imam Hussein. You know, many times when speakers speak on the podium, it seems that Imam Hussein was forced to leave Medina. And he did not have any other choice, which is not right. It's not truth. The truth is that Imam Hussein had a choice. His choice was to accept Yazid as a ruler and stay as other people they are staying in their home. Choose a comfortable life. Choose a life that has no difficulty, no suffering, no striving. So he had a choice. Imam departed Medina with a complete choice. And he was not forced. No one came to Imam Hussein that you have to leave Medina. They asked him to give allegiance. This base of a movement, it also gives us a clear vision, brothers and sisters, that because Imam Khomeini placed his movement on the belief of Karbala and Ashura, that is why he considered to start his movement with a choice. Yes, there were many scholars at the time of Imam. There were many Maraji. They did not like to take this responsibility on their shoulders. But Imam Khomeini started with his choice. It is the choice of a leader that he has put in a leadership position and start a movement. Fourth, an important belief of Imam, that he considers that compromising with a system, an evil system, that is forbidden in any time. And that is what I said, مَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالْتَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ. Rejection of the evil system. That is basis of Islamic movement. If anybody thinks by compromising with the evils, we can establish an Islamic government, that is not possible. It is important that we should stand against the evil and make a clear boundary between Islam and evils. At that time, we can establish an Islamic government. Another point that is also, it is related to my previous point, that Imam Khomeini believes that Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam knew about the consequences of his movement. Yes, he had knowledge. And he departed from Medina with clear knowledge about that. But this knowledge of his final destination and knowledge of his consequences, it is not going to change his mission. His mission remains the same. I'm going just fast that I can complete those important points that can be considered as the basis of an Islamic movement. Please say another salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Dear brothers and sisters, when Imam Hussein alayhi salam had defined that it is his responsibility Now there is another step, that we should not think what consequences we can face. Unfortunately, this is one of the obstacles of our time, that whenever we like to act upon anything, at that time we start making plan. And in those plans we start thinking about the consequences, what type of the consequences we can face. And that is something that stops many of our activities, many of the actions. But the teaching of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam, that he feels that when I found it is my responsibility and I have to follow that path, now I'm not going to look at what consequences I can face. I can be martyred, I can be captured. There can be certain types of these consequences. I have to fulfill my responsibility. And that is what Imam Ridwanullah Ta'ala Alayhi used to say in his life, مَا مُوَزَّفِ بِوَزِيفَ أَسْتِمْ نَا مُوَزَّفِ بِنَتِيجَةِ. We are responsible to complete our duty. And in order to complete the duties, we should not think about the consequences, or we should not think about the results. We have to leave the results upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to change the results in the favor of mu'mineen and the believers. If this becomes the course of action in the lives of mu'mineen, definitely we can establish an Islamic movement based on Karbala. I think that my time is already finishing, but another important principle of the time of Imam Khomeini, that he used to consider that we have to make decisions according to the time. As he said, Zaman wa Makan, do unsur muhim, tar ta'in taklif wa ijtihad hasta. These are two important elements, that we have to think where we live and what era we live. If we do not know about that, if we don't have knowledge about that, we cannot take action. We cannot take right action. And this is what we can see in the life of Imam Hussein. That yes, in the time of Imam Hassan Mujtaba alayhi salam, there were different types of these circumstances. But in the time of Imam Hussein, circumstances changed. And Imam's course of action was to take a stand. And whenever we feel that it is necessary to take a stand, at that time we have to think that what time we live, where we live in. If we have any movement, any Islamic movement in Iran, and there is an Islamic movement in America, there has to be some sort of differences. We cannot have same type of strategy for everywhere. Please say salawat. In all the ages and in all the places, we cannot have same strategy, but strategies has to be different according to the time and according to the place and circumstances. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah make this session successful, and may Allah grant best of the rewards to the organizer of today's important conference. And may Allah give us opportunity that we can follow the path of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, and also the path of late leader Imam Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alayhi. I ask Allah, may Allah prolong the life of our present leader, and give him life until the reappearance of Imam Zaman. والسلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله.